19 minutes after 4 o'clock here on a Thursday downtown program. Tonight's the night. The Frozen Four gets underway down in Boston. And by the time the weekend is through, we will have a national champion in college hockey. With more on that, we go live to the TD Garden, where we're joined by Mike McMahon of College Hockey News. Mike, how are things at the Garden this afternoon?
Pretty loud so far. There's quite a few people starting to file in, and I think it's going to be a pretty good weekend. There seems to be a lot of excited folks around.
Well, absolutely. And you got to think, too, with a couple of area schools in the mix, the crowds ought to be terrific.
Yeah, I mean, they have been the last couple of years anyway, but having some local teams here I think is definitely going to help, especially for that championship game where sometimes you don't know what's going to happen. At least I think if either BU or Providence ends up in the title game, they'll be okay in terms of attendance. I know the last couple of years, I think it was in Pittsburgh 2 years ago when Quinnipiac and Yale were in the final. They both traveled pretty well, but that crowd actually was smaller, I think, in the semifinals. Not in terms of tickets, but in terms of actual bodies in the building. So it's a tough draw sometimes, but I think with two local schools here, they should be able to. I think that one of them, if not both of them, in that title game, the attendance should be pretty good. I don't know if it's sold out or not. I believe it is, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, let's start with the BU-North Dakota matchup. Obviously, all eyes on Jack Eichel, the Hobey Baker announcement coming up tomorrow. Can North Dakota stop him?
I think so. I think this is the best game of the two today, for sure. That's going to be the one that I think could be a wild 6-5 game. Could be a 2-1 game, too, because it's two pretty good goalies. But they're real similar. I think when you look at North Dakota, their depth is incredibly impressive. I think they have 9 players on their team with at least 20 points, which, I mean, there's some teams that have, 4 or 5 of those guys, or that's it. They've got 9 guys with 20 points. 6 of them are forwards. They've got 3 defensemen with 20 points. So they're really deep. I mean, they're 1 through 4, I think, are as good as anybody in the country. And BU relies a lot on that top line for sure, but they've been getting production from some other players through the hockey's tournament and through the regional round a couple of weeks ago in Manchester. So it's an interesting matchup there. I think that has the potential to be a little bit of a shootout offensively just because it's two teams that can score, and it's going to be a matter of which goaltender plays a little better. I mean, Dane McIntyre and Matt O'Connor are both considered two of the best in the country, certainly, and they're going to have their jobs cut off for them tonight because they're each facing against the top offense.
Well, two schools with great traditions in college hockey, but in recent years, BU had some struggles, and we were talking about it yesterday in the show. It's really been quite an impressive turnaround for Coach David Quinn.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I think, are saying it's Jack Eichel's turnaround, but they're so impressive in a number of different areas. Obviously, Eichel's a big part of it. I mean, no question. But what they were able to do to improve their defense over the last year, not only with the 4 freshman defensemen they've brought in that have played so well, guys like Brandon Fortunato, but they also got Matt Grizzle back, who was hurt the second half of last year. And he's, probably been, I think you could argue, he's been their best player the last 10 or 15 games, even better than Eichel. I think he's got 10 goals in the year, and all of them have come since the middle of January. So he's just been phenomenal for them, and I think that was a big piece they were missing last year, too, because he's so good at getting the puck out of the zone. And there were sometimes last year when BU struggled that they were getting trapped in their own end and couldn't get the puck out. And he's so good at just getting the puck cleared, getting the puck to a forward up on the blue line and transition it, that he's been as much of that turnaround, I think, as anybody they have on their team.
We're talking with Mike McMahon, College Hockey News. He's at the TD Garden, the Frozen Four, getting underway soon. Now, the other matchup, a very interesting one, too. You've got Providence, maybe the best goalie in the country, and the kid from Maine, John Gillis. And for us, at least here in the Northeast, Nebraska-Omaha, a bit of an unknown. How do you size this one up?
I think they're two real similar teams. I think while BU in North Dakota has the potential to be a little bit of a shootout, I think Omaha and Providence has the potential to be a real grinded-out type of game, and I think that sort of suits Providence. That's how they want the game to take shape. So, and like I said, I think John Gillies is the best goalie in the country, so they got that on their side, and when you have that, I don't care how much you score. And Providence has had some issues over the course of the year with goal scoring at times. When you've got a goalie that, John Gillies can steal a game. John Gillies can steal 2 games for them this weekend and win them a national title. So, but that, I think, is going to be a little bit of a different style. I think Providence, if they're playing well, they're not going to want a track meet going through the neutral zone. They're going to want to make it a little more like a swamp. They're going to want to muddy it up and try to slow Omaha down through the neutral zone and just be a little more deliberate in the way they play and have the game be a little more tight check.
All right, so let's put you on the spot here. Do we get an all-Hockey East championship game?
I think so. When we filled out our brackets at CHN at the beginning of the tournament, I had Providence and BU in the final, and I'm not going to stray from it now.
All right, so who wins the whole thing?
I had Providence, BU over Providence in the title game. I just think, you know, as good as I think Gillies is, and I think he's fantastic. Like I said, I think he's the best goalie in the country. I'm not sure that anybody is going to be able to stop BU. I just haven't seen it yet. Yale did a pretty good job in the first round of the tournament, but you know, BU still found a way to win, and that's the thing that BU's done all year. It seems like even when their backs are against the wall, they just find ways to win. They find ways to win games, and until proven otherwise, they're the team I picked.
So, well, let me ask you this. If it is an all-Hockey East final, what does that do for the conference? Because certainly the Super Conference emerged this year, sending six into the field of 16. Does this reestablish Hockey East as at least every bit as good?
I think so, for sure. I mean, especially where if you get two teams from Hockey East into the championship game, both those Hockey East teams would have beaten teams from the NCHC, so it is sort of a fun matchup between those two conferences this weekend where both semifinals feature an NCHC team against a Hockey East team. So we'll see where the leagues stack up. I mean, I think you could argue that these aren't maybe the best two teams that both leagues have to offer. Certainly BU and North Dakota sort of led the way wire to wire in both the leagues. But some people could say that BC might be a little better than Providence. Some people could say that Denver's a little better than Omaha. But it's still going to be, I mean, at the end of the day, these are the four teams that advanced past everybody else. So I think it's going to be a fun weekend to see how these two leagues match up against each other, because it just works out that they both semifinals at the NCHC Hockey East.
Love it. It's going to be a great weekend. Mike, thanks as always for checking in with us. Enjoy the games this weekend. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks a lot.
Mike McMahon, College Hockey News at the TD Garden.